Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we talk Chelsea, can I just talk about you? Because this weekend, your 1,000th game as a manager, 22 years.
Crazy.
Just wondering if you could give us your thoughts on getting to that landmark and maybe the biggest lesson you've learned in that time.
So the first thing I never thought about these kind of numbers, and never would have thought that I will be allowed to do it for that long. But somehow it went really quick. And that's obviously the thing. You have to work pretty much through 22 years and then you can somehow arrive there. Otherwise, with a few other, the clubs would have sacked me a bit earlier than a year on break. Then I'm sitting here and I'm 60 and then I have maybe 1,000. So it's a massive thing. I feel really blessed. I have obviously three fantastic clubs. Which gave me the opportunity to do the job. So that's what's going through my mind. It's not, I don't think I learned, I learned a lot, obviously, but I wouldn't know what is the most important thing I've learned. But it's when this week people told me, because I forgot it, that it will happen, then I really start, then it come pictures just coming up, and the start at Mainz, the start of Dortmund, the start here, all these kind of things coming up, and when you come in somewhere, you never know how it will go. And I was really lucky with all the things that happened, and so it's a crazy number, honestly, 1,000. But the beard is now really grey. It was not the case when I arrived here. I'm not sure that's because of the age or because of Liverpool, but it's fine. In the time when I probably was full of power and still am, I did the job I loved for the clubs I love. So absolutely, I'm blessed with that, 100%. That's what I feel.
I'm frustrating at times, but I'm still enjoying it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's part of the deal that you have. And when you do 1,000 games, it would be interesting. Maybe people should get an honor for 1,000 good games. So that would take much longer. I'm not sure anybody could get old enough for that. So they were not all good and not all the phases were good. But most of the time it went in the right direction. And what you learn in these times, football problems you solve with football. And there's a way out of each situation. In football, that's how it is. So that gives you I didn't know that 22 years ago. Meanwhile, I know that. I learned it the hard way, and that's all fine. It is the best for me, the best job in the world. It's not a relaxing job. It's not a job where you have a lot of holiday or whatever, especially up here not. But I love it, and I feel really blessed that I can do it because it's actually the only thing I really can do. So nobody would ask me any kind of question if I would not be in football. So not that I would miss that, but just to say that would be a very calm life. And I'm absolutely fine with the excitement, the pressure, the outstanding moments and the lesser good moments. I'm absolutely fine. It's part of the deal. Nobody wins all the time. And I knew that early. And so I don't expect it, but I still try to do it as often as somehow possible.
And in terms of the game tomorrow, you look at the league table, it looks very strange. 9th against 10th. Really
yeah. Yeah, true. When I saw it, when we did the analyse meeting and we get a list from the other team, and then so the injuries. I think it's the only team with a similar injury list like ours. Yeah, it's tough. That's the biggest problem. We can just go through it, and without now time, honestly, Arsenal deserves where they are in the moment. Eh? Play outstanding football, top. But cut out five players or three of their offensive players, so, and nobody would think, oh, Arsenal, where are you? So that's how it is. The injuries are a massive problem, and Chelsea has them as much as we have. It's not the only problem, but it's a big problem. And so that's why I'm not surprised that they do not transition well. But then you look at the games they played, and they lost quite a few in the last few weeks. But against teams in form, I would say, they played twice, City, they played for sure Newcastle. So it was not now where you think, okay, they should give them 6-0 and send them home. So it was a tough period, because when you watch Chelsea, there's still a lot of good football in a game. It's a bit of a situation. Don't say we played now particularly well in the last weeks, but when you don't use your own chances and your opponent used the first, that's a good sign for a bad period. and that happens a little bit more often. So I said, don't sit here and think, okay, thank God Chelsea's coming. They have even bigger problems than us. No, I know how good they are and can be. And will be the next tough game.
It's half time in the season as we get to this game. You've got FA Cup, you've got Champions League, you've got that 10-point gap to close. What do you need, what do you demand now from your team in the second half?
Again, consistency in a good way, so that we have to, yeah, consistently up to it. We have to defend on an incredibly high level, but what we didn't do often enough. And based on that, we will create chances. There's no doubt about that. Will we create an immediately 20 a game? Probably not. But that's not the main issue. The game against Wolves, I know, was a very good example. So everybody felt in the game, winning or not. So of course, at the end was again a bit hectic again, and maybe they could have. There was not a big chance, but if they score a goal there, then we go to extra time, and I wouldn't have fancied that, to be honest, after such an intense game. But a lot of things were what we have to do. Looked like the things we have to do, and that means we have to defend together, everybody. And that's what I said. And that means defending you cannot do by moving a little bit here or there. That's intense. Was never different, will never be different. Nothing with style or whatever. You can have the deepest defending on the pitch if you're all together. That's intense. And we have to show that we are ready for that all the time. And that's what we try. And it was a really nice sign. It's possible after 2 days, after a real low point, going there, making 8 changes, and be really together, go there, and we played good football stuff, a lot of moments, much better than before. Didn't end always in a chance or whatever, but how we worked together, how we played together, how the distances were, so many good football things. Were like for a coach, when you sit later there and watch it again, you think, okay, that's different. That's what we try to build on now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Graham Potter's at a very different stage of his management career at Chelsea compared to you here at Liverpool. Going back to some of the stuff that you were saying at the start of the press conference, what do you remember about the moment when you first stepped into this club and you were trying to make them play your way and change things your way amidst all the noise, the scrutiny, the opinions of everyone else?
Oh, I was blessed that time because my English was not good enough, so I pretty much what you said, I didn't understand. Most of the things, didn't read too much. That's probably Graham's problem, that he's English. I tried to get used to all the stuff, what I really had to do, and was not worried about anything else. So it's, if the owners are not happy, they will tell you early enough, so why should you worry about that? I didn't think about these kind of things, I just was working. And try to sort the situation. I know that Graham will do that. It's a massive task to work for a big club, but in a best possible way. You ignore the size of the club. It's like not thinking about it or whatever. That happens later when you. I have realized when you how big Liverpool is. What you realize when you go abroad, and because you think, oh my God. Here they're all crazy as well. So these kind of things. But there's no advice I can give or whatever. He doesn't need at all. So he's a fantastic coach and showed that over for years and years. But with the amount of injuries, that's difficult. Huh? It's difficult. And that's all. I don't think you can compare any kind of situations when you come to a new club. I think, is it the same like this? I think Liverpool was not in a top place. Like it was not so difficult to improve. They say like this, but I think for Graham that was more difficult because I think Thomas did a pretty good job. Was not the best moment maybe, but did a pretty good job. And that's then always when then people start to compare. That's then not cool. But I will get through this. Hopefully not tomorrow, but then for sure.
Is it that single-mindedness, that focus, is that almost the most important thing that you need to keep in mind at that particular stage?
Yeah, that's pretty much in life like this. It's not only in football like this. Imagine in a world where everything is like... So 20 years ago, 22 years ago, when I became a manager, we had probably smartphones. Yeah, did we have already smartphones? I don't know. When was when it got all these kind of... No. Oh, my. Well, great times. So, means... Much less information, stuff like this. I analyzed football games with a video recorder, DVD a little bit later, all these kind of things. That's how it started. So, and the thing when you wanted to know about what the outside world is telling you, you have to ask somebody or you have to read a newspaper. So, and not so good times. It's easy not to open a newspaper. And if you don't ask anybody, nobody can tell you. So easy. So I was always like this. I never had a problem with that. I'm interested in opinions. I'm interested in criticism as well. But from people, they really care. They really are in it as well. So everybody in this building can tell me pretty much everything. Do you really think you do that right, this right? 100%. Because we are all the same. We are all in the same boat. We all go put in the same direction. But sorry to say, but from all of you, I couldn't care less. If you sit here or in front of Pep Guardiola, this is not a massive difference for you. So same problem, same question, done. There's no same problem. Pep cannot have the same problem like me or whatever. So why should I really be concerned about what you're saying? There's just no reason for it. But you influence, of course, the outside world. And that's nowadays, and now we come back to social media. Oh my God, all these people without any kind of knowledge are allowed to. And when I was in that time, the people had to write a letter to the newspaper. Can you imagine this process? You're not happy with something, so take a paper, then realize you cannot write properly. That's the first challenge. And then you still do it and send it to a newspaper until they print it. I don't know how long it took. Sometimes you read it and you thought, when was that? So, and now it's a second. I really think the best advice from a 55-year-old perspective, ignore the outside world as long as they are not with you, because They have no clue about your situation. Why would you ask them?
Hey, Kennedy.
Hey, okay. Is Darwin closer for selection for this game?
Yes.
And in terms of the players who did come in against Wolves, has that given you a bit of a nice headache for selection and for the Jets game?
I never had one time a headache without selection in I don't know since when, ages. So and it's now 1:45. Training at 4, meetings, stuff like this before. I get all the information later. So let me see if I will have a headache or I get some information which will give me another headache. So, I'm completely fine. I hope they're all fit and all ready and then we will find a good team.
And one player who was really good the other night was Stefan Bosetic. And is he someone who's getting closer to
yes.
getting into your thoughts for starting play?
He was always. He's for a while already. He was injured for two games, I think. Here's my thoughts. Is you cannot be closer to a team than be always in a squad coming on, stuff like this. He was only not in a squad for twice, I think, because he was injured. But it was nothing serious, but painful. It was out, now he played, and yes, he's closer.
So he's ready to be that kind of player rather than somebody you have to be slightly careful with in terms of his development?
It doesn't look like you have to be careful, no.
Carl. Yeah, Chelsea's spending over the last 6 months has been on an unprecedented scale. Does that start to show how competitive the race just for the top four has become?
Yeah, maybe we'll get probably even worse or better. I don't know exactly how you want to say it. Yeah, interesting. I cannot explain it. I have no idea. So, but if the numbers are somehow true, then it's impressive.
Also, once you have them, you have nothing to offer.
As we are the same age, I should probably put this question in writing and send you a letter. But I was wondering, if you sit here now and you want to give some advice to the Jurgen Klopp that took over Mainz 05 in 2001, what would you tell him? What to avoid? What to look forward to?
From this standpoint today, I could have said because the easiest thing would have been don't worry, it will be fine. I didn't know that time. I want to do the job for the rest of my life. And how this job is when you, I think from the first 7 games, if I'm 100, I don't know exactly, but I think we won 6. We would have lost one more. We would have got relegated. So you win 5 from the first 7. That would be an outstanding number. And nobody would have recognized it. You just go down to the third league that time, to League One. It would have been in England. And a pretty promising coaching career would have been finished before it's really started. So, I was lucky that didn't happen. And about all the rest, the problems I had that time are completely different to the situation I have today. The job I do today is a completely different job to do that. The advice would have been, but I was, be open, work hard, be curious, nosy, look around the corners and try to find solutions for problems you don't have in the moment, but you will have in the future. So these kind of things. But the most important thing, be busy. Learn the game. I had an interview now a second ago with a colleague of you, and it's like the same with coaching. It's a bit the same like with golf. When you think you got it, the game will tell you differently. So you have to complete, you have always to develop. And that's what I like the most about it. It was not for 1 second boring. Obviously, that's the best thing you can say about your working life. Not 1 second boring. And the best thing I can imagine to do. So that's how it is.
Last one for the section, John, from Salzburg.
Hey, Jürgen. So tomorrow we could obviously see the Ukrainian international, Hayo Mudryk, Stadler. Do you know much about him? What do you expect from him?
Good player. He's a really good player. The wingers obviously played an incredible Champions League campaign with his former club. So speed, technique, goals. Yeah, combines a lot. Yeah. So having him on one wing and, for example, João Felix on the other, interesting. So Chelsea, obviously, sorts the problems differently to us. So let's see. But so João Felix played after 2 days, after 3 days when he arrived, right? Pretty much immediately, 2 days. Yeah, he arrived and played then. So we probably can expect him to play. That makes analysis a little bit more difficult, but we know him. We watched Champions League. I cannot say I watched a lot of games in the Ukrainian League, but we watched Champions League, and that was impressive enough.
I just want to follow up as well. How hard is it to prepare for this sort of game when they've got so many incoming, so many suspended, so many changes and so many injuries? How hard is it?
Yeah, but I have a specific way to play. So it's Graham Potter likes to play in a specific way, and that's still clear. So, and that's what we prepare for. But there's other things in football will always be independent of what the opponent will do. Not everything, but some things are, and that's what is actually the most important part for us in this specific case, because we go for consistency, and that means I think everybody who saw the game thought, okay, that looks a little bit at least like Liverpool. So we had the challenges at the right moments. We won them. We played out of that. We didn't lose the balls immediately. These kind of things. And as good as the opponent is, and they are really good, we have to solve our problems and cause them problems, and then we will see.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.